Hey everyone, it's Erin with Lady B Collective. And yes, my voice is still like this, but I'm doing another little podcast for Sincerely Lady B. So wow, this last week has been very crazy in terms of the fostering and the foster care system and all of that. So I'm not going to get into details of that because I honestly can write a few books and do a movie on that. So for now, I just wanted to say kind of like what I've learned from having kind of chronic stress surrounding something that's very important to you and something that you don't really have control over. And so there's a few things that I learned that I think could be applied to others in everyday life. So I thought I would take more of not so much the details of what happens because there are stressful events or just stuff that adds to ongoing stress and anxiety, but it's kind of what we learn from it and how we can kind of shift our mindset as well as help regulate not only our emotions, but our nervous system as well. So the first one is the lack of control. It's hard when other people have control over things that are important to you, whether it be family, children, finances, stuff like that. It's very difficult to kind of have that mindset of, we'll just see how it goes. Or, you know, certain things you can't control, we'll leave it up to the universe or God or have faith and hope. And I've always been one to preach that. And I still do believe that. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't affect my nervous system or my anxiety. And especially when it's something near and dear to me and fostering children, my dogs, like a bunch of stuff, especially when it comes to innocent people or animals, it really bothers me. And I kind of want it neatly done in ways that just are helpful. And I will say, let's say, suggest something and say it doesn't happen. I'm like, I don't understand it. This could be so much easier. And I get really wrapped into it. And then my anxiety just gets worse. And it's got that snowball effect. And then it gets me even more anxious, maybe even a little paranoid. And it just really ends up stressing me out. And even though it is a stressful for me, situations, even though it's ongoing, even though I should feel these ways, and I'm not invalidating my own feelings, the amount of stress and the how bad I feel it in my mind and especially in my body and stuff is just not okay. It's going to affect major areas of my life that are actually even more important. And so I'm learning to try to, again, come to the foundation, come to the center of why I'm doing what I'm doing, and the importance of that, and not letting different details or gossip or, you know, sometimes it feels good to just dump all our emotions onto somebody or gossip about something or put other people down to feel better about ourselves, even if it's true. It gives us that quick fix, right, of adrenaline or I'm okay or I'm in control. And I think long term, that does nothing for anybody. So that's what I've learned to kind of take it back to the center and try to avoid that because it's kind of like that TikTok where it's like, don't do it, girl, don't do it. And then I'll participate in it. And I'll say it's due to passion and that I care. And that is absolutely 100% correct. But it's also because I feel the need, if I'm being honest, to be in control. And so that is one thing that I've learned from the last week or two, but mostly like just like the last month. And these are things that I've kind of learned before, but just really going back to that center. And I've also realized a little bit more of stay in my lane. So when I want to advocate for something, it's very hard for me to completely stay in my lane when I see other things happening that I don't think are correct. And I think it's important to speak up. I think it's always important to tell your truth. But I also think that if people don't want to hear it or they have another agenda or it's just not getting through, then there are other ways to go about things and other avenues. And just because one makes you feel more comfortable doesn't mean that that's necessarily the one you should go for, because it's not really effective. You know, sometimes it's like you might as well just bang your head against the wall. You get the same result. So I think also taking chances and making certain changes that do not make you feel comfortable, but that will get your point across if it's really that important to you. That's the second thing I've learned. A third thing, sometimes less is more. When I get really anxious, I don't know less is more, because I get caught up in just trying to be a right fighter and proving it right. And although I am, I don't need to be saying all of what I'm saying. Even if it's important, even if it's correct, it's taking a toll on me. It's taking a toll on anyone else who's hearing about it, and vice versa. That's my next point. When people are just dumping on me, I need to put my boundaries up and be like, okay, I heard you. I get it. This is not correct, but like, how do we get to a solution? Going back again to the center, going to the foundation, and also going back to being solution oriented, you know, again, emotions are important and doing the work is important, but also making sure that you're trying to find a solution, and not everything has a solution, but not feeling like you're just stuck in these cycles, right? And that you're moving forward towards, again, a better mindset, a better kind of growth within yourself. And this is really, really hard to do when you're in the thick of things. And so my last point would just be, after a lot of the stress happens, right, or the stressful phone calls or the information or whatever's happening, is to make sure to really take care of yourself in many ways. Like, not just take a shower and do a facial and watch your favorite TV show. Like, yes, that's helpful. But remembering to eat, remembering, even if it's a bite of something, remember to hydrate. Remembering that if you're advocating, let's say, for children, to not let it consume you, so therefore you're not able to be as present with those children, or if it's family members or friends, and allowing it to eat you up so bad that you're not helping yourself to be the best version that you can be. And I think in those moments, you're never going to feel the importance of that, but carving out time, even writing that on a piece of paper, at this time for 15 minutes, I'm going to kind of assess how I'm feeling. I might do a facial. I might jump in the shower. I might just say to myself, you need to calm down, or take a few deep breaths. Like, and it always kind of has to be after it's all said and done, because during it, it's just very difficult. And even sometimes setting a timer, if you know something's going to be difficult, you know, it's supposed to go from this time to this time or whatever, knowing that you set a timer afterwards to just allow yourself to decompress and also see where you're at feeling wise. And so I think, again, this could be for many instances in somebody's life. I think, again, going over it, learning to lessen the control, learning to go to the centralized way of what's really important, allowing yourself grace, but also taking accountability and making sure you're not emotionally dumping and emotionally having other people emotionally dumping on you as well, because that's equally important. We can't just always say, oh, I needed to get that off my chest all the time. Ourselves and other people are not always ready for that. And then lastly, taking care of ourselves in more than one way. It cannot just be, I've always said this, facials. It could be taking on other responsibilities, you know? It could be anything that's going to help you feel better and actually face what's going on. Sometimes that for people is just paying their bills. It sounds like, how is that self-care? But it's like just being on time for that. Other people just need a warm shower. Some people can meditate. Others and most people need to have that really hard conversation with somebody. That's self-care, having that hard conversation, even though it's hard and it's not fun. That's part of it. Having a good cry. Letting things go, either permanently that are toxic or just deciding that you're going to move forward and forgive. These are all different forms. So that's kind of what I've learned. These are things obviously I've talked about and whatever, but this is a time where it's been very chronic and very stressful. And I've had to really show up for myself and for others. And this happens periodically, and this is life. And so I thought that some of these tips might be helpful for you guys as well. So yes. And then again, check out my site. I always talked about Born in My Heart. I still love it. And what I realized is I started a TikTok called Born in My Heart. There's also Lady Be Collective, but the TikTok for Born in My Heart will just be introducing how I got into mentoring, respite, and fostering. So if anyone is interested, you can ask questions. I will do different topics, probably 2 to 3 times a week I'll try. And from there, I still have the hoodies and the apparel to go for a good cause. And from there, I think I just want to expand that more within my women's wellness and mental health. So that's it for now. You know, I always get cheesy at the end, but I just want to remind you and myself that you are enough, you're capable, and you're worthy. And if you're just having a day, just have a day. It doesn't have to be good or bad. Okay? Take care of yourself. And that's it. And I will talk to you next week. All right. Bye.